This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
All right, we are coming to you live from Super Bowl 54 Radio. We'll get through all that, get right to it. I know you've got places to be, Rob. First and foremost, thank you very much for your time. Let me turn that up. Sorry about that. You're like on the clock. Does it feel like you're on the clock?
Next Monday, we'll be on the clock, but it does feel like we're already there. You know, we're 12 months out. It feels like it's 12 days out. We've been working on Super Bowl 55 since really the moment we were awarded a few years ago, and it's been a fun run so far. We can't wait for all the planning to really heighten once we're officially on the clock.
With everything that you have done at the Tampa Bay Sports Commission, it's not your first rodeo. So, I mean, what would be different, if anything, as you get ready for next year in 55?
Well, the Super Bowl gets bigger and bigger every year. And the fact that we haven't hosted since 2009, you look at how far our community's come over that 12-year time span. But it's not just about how far we've come. It's about where we're going as a community. And you look at all the new developments that are taking place in Tampa. There's an opportunity to showcase not only how much progress we've made, but then give people a preview and a reason to come back. And so we want to leverage that opportunity as best as we can.
I know you always hear about the exposure, the amount of exposure. WrestleMania coming in a couple of weeks. But I think 9 weeks I watched last night.
68 so. Days away, wow. But really, who's counting?
Who's counting? What is the exposure like? What does it do for our community in Tampa Bay having something like the Super Bowl? And to be honest, WrestleMania in 67 days.
Well, there's a lot of value when it comes to hosting these big events. And whether it's that marketing value you get as that host destination, there's a lot of platforms that go out. We're sitting right here in Radio Row. There's close to 6,000 credential media that we want to build relationships with, make sure that they have a fantastic experience when they come to our community. Then there's the economic impact, which is that tourism that'll take place, the hotel visitor room nights, the visitor spending, all those things. And then it's the social impact. You know, how can we make sure this event has a meaningful impact in our community and really touches all different areas of the community and helps build it up and propel us forward? So there's a lot of different reasons to host these events. We're so fortunate to be on this great run that we're on, whether it was Women's Final Four, which we just hosted in April, to March Madness, which we have coming up March 19th and 21st for the men's NCAA tournament. You referenced WrestleMania, our very first that we've ever had a chance to host. You know, 36-year history and this long-standing relationship with WWE, and we've never hosted WrestleMania. There's a lot of people excited about that, including us. And then our community's fifth Super Bowl come next February. It's a great run. It's a testament to Team Tampa Bay and how we rally around these big events, that's for sure.
You know, there's a lot of great people in our community, Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater, but hopefully he's listening, and I need to bring up Titus O'Neill, our good friend. Talk about what he does and everybody else in the community, but I want to touch with WrestleMania and the WWE superstar himself, Titus O'Neill.
Well, you're acting, Randy, like one of Titus. I don't believe that. I think there's like six or seven of them because somehow he's at six or seven different charity events at the same time. You know, leads the league in heart. His heart is incredible. I don't think I've ever met somebody with such a pure agenda, and that's to give back to our community and its kids. And so we're so fortunate to have him as one of the biggest Team Tampa Bay cheerleaders there is. I'm lucky to call him a friend, and it's pretty fun being able to work with him on this WrestleMania coming up.
Final question for you. I could keep you here for 2 hours, but I know you have other things to do. Why is the commission here in Miami? Super Bowl next year, everybody knows it's coming to Tampa. What are you guys doing here, and what is the benefit for Tampa Bay, you know, and what you're doing?
There's no better way to get ready for an event than to experience the ones prior to it. So we are taking a ton of notes, a ton of pictures. I can tell you, the moment I landed yesterday at the airport, some people say, well, why didn't you just drive down? Believe me, I prefer to drive down, but I want to see what's happening at the airport. I want to see what signage they have. I want to talk to their volunteers. I got a chance to visit with them, understand how many shifts they were signing up, what motivated them to volunteer. Got a chance to talk to the cab driver and see what kind of training or what things they've learned as part of it. And so we're just trying to soak up as much as we can, learn what Miami's doing, what's going well, understand how we can put our Tampa spin on it come next year as part of it. And so this is really a learning trip, and it's been really valuable. We're only 24 hours in, so I'm sure we're going to take a ton more notes and pictures the rest of the way, and we couldn't be more excited come February of next year.
Get Brooke Mass. Thank you very much for your time. You know, I'm going to take my card, give me a call, an email. A lot of things coming in the Tampa Bay community, and we want to help.
Yeah, thanks for having us on. We appreciate all your support. We see you guys every step of the way, and we look forward to continuing to talk to you guys.
We'll talk to you again soon. That is Rob Higgins from the Tampa Bay Sports Commission. A lot of stuff going on in Tampa Bay. It's awesome. Thank you, sir. I see him all the time at all sorts of events, and we kept him a little bit longer than we should have, but he's got another interview in 3 minutes. But once again, we are coming to you live from Radio Row Super Bowl 54. We are doing special shows all week.
All week.
We'll be on today, our normal show tomorrow, and what a lineup we have. There are going to be all of these booths, all these tables that are around us are going to be pretty envious. I have to be honest.
I think so.
Everybody gets a lot of cool people. I understand that. And we have Chael Sonnen coming up in the next hour.
Awesome.
Ryan Bader coming up tomorrow. Ryan Bader, Mark Pollock from the charity event. Where do you see this charity event? It is absolutely unbelievable, called givingback.org. Wayne Kosrowski, who helped start the Taste of the NFL, which I have said, and I will say it now, I will say it when he's here. I'll say it for the rest of the week. And I'll say it next year when it comes to Tampa. My favorite event, Super Bowl week. The Taste of the NFL is more fun to me than the game itself.
Really?
It is the event to go.
Well, we know you're all food driven. I mean, you're a foodie. It's your number one passion. So that makes sense.
Thursday we have, and I love how she goes by Joanna Champion that way. And it's for obvious reasons, so nobody will butcher. Then Yoel Romero. Dave Feldman, who's been on this program numerous times, will be on Radio Row on Thursday. Friday, we have some guy, I don't know, Dana White.
Huh.
How cool is that?
Seems familiar.
It's only been 17 years.
17 years.
Since in person. Last time he was live in front of me.
Wow.
Was also here in Miami, UFC 42, which would have been Sean Sherk, Matt Hughes. So Dana White will be stopping by on Friday. Some other surprises, and we're working on some things. And then, of course, we're on Radio Row, and who knows who will stop by, walk by.
Who knows?
We've already had a bunch of people say, hey, do you want us? And I'm like, what do you do?
Yeah, I mean, do you just say, you know, because you don't want to, like, clog up all the spots, but because you don't know who's going to walk in the door.
Well, it's not necessarily that. It's like, you know, a gentleman who was just in the booth right next door reached out about gambling.
Right.
Do we want to talk gambling? I don't know. I mean, we could.
Yeah, could.
I don't gamble.
Right. Yeah,
I don't want to gamble. Yeah. I love my money.
Right.
You know, my uncle, who I miss dearly and loved him to death and love him to death still, even though he's gone, he once said one of the smartest things that anybody has ever said to me. They didn't build these facilities, these casinos, these resorts, you know, whatever, by losing money.
No, they only rebuild for bigger and better ones. Like, they don't close them.
We're going to go hit a break because it's okay. A quarter after, and I want to try to stay on track. I know we started because of Canada calling a couple of minutes later than we normally
sure.
do. But when we come back, you may or may not want to be here.
I know.
That's all I'm saying. Did you start this?
No, not yet. No.
So I'm going to kill you. But when we come back, you and I are going to have a discussion about a few things, and it's not going to go well.
Uh-oh.
Coming to you live from Radio Row, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ann Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back. To ease my troubled mind, I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world float to the dark side of the moon.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
For all your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprinting.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprinting.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I suggest you check out 72hourprinting.com. If you need fight shorts or the walkout banner printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprinting.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprinting.com a call. I did, and I could not be happier, and I know you will as well. That's 72hourprinting.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Monster Jam. This is power. This is precision. This is passion. This is Monster Jam. See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks. Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is Mike Allstott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are coming to you live from Radio Row here, Super Bowl 5-4, Kansas City, San Francisco. We all know that it's happening on Sunday, and I got to be real honest with you.
Okay.
I don't care.
You don't care about the game?
I don't.
Really?
I truly don't.
Not a football guy.
It's not that. It's just...
Is it because you don't have like your close friends in the bowl this year? Is it? I mean, does that matter to you as a media, non-biased person who just reports on the events? Do personal relationships matter?
Oh, absolutely.
You cheer like internally?
No. Yeah, well, internally. I mean, you'll never know when I cheer.
Because your boy John Lynch is going to be here.
Yeah, I would be happy for John.
And everybody's boy, Joe Montana, will be here.
Yeah, well, whatever.
And he played for both organizations. So
he can't lose.
You can't lose.
All right, but he can't win either.
Maybe we should talk to the betting guy. We bet on that. Maybe we cover ourselves and pay for our free dinner at the buffet.
What are you going to bet on to guarantee to win?
That he shows up. I think he's coming.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, he will as well. All right, first and foremost, I have a bone to pick with you.
Oh, no. Already?
Yes.
We just got here.
Well, we have a couple. We'll talk about and some we won't.
We just rolled into town.
Yeah, no, we did. We rolled all right. But when I'm not the most intelligent guy in the world. I know that. But when I strongly recommend. Yes, I strongly recommend, kind of like, is there any other kind in A Few Good Men? I said... It looks like a toll is coming up on the interstate. And you go, yes. And you said, I need some caffeine and we need gas.
Correct.
And then I said, again, there's a toll coming up. I'm pretty sure that's Alligator Alley.
That's a long stretch of highway without any gas stations for those of you that are unfamiliar with the Everglades and South Florida.
Is there any reason, and let's be totally honest, is there any reason that you totally ignored me, paid the toll, and drove like you were going to go to Fort Lauderdale?
I was being honest, since we drove overnight, I probably was asleep from Naples until Alligator Alley when I realized that I was low on gas, I was past the toll booth, and I had no options.
And you realize there was a reason why I didn't even help you pay the toll.
Oh, yeah.
That was all on you.
Well, because you knew we'd have to pay it again to come back.
Sometimes stupidity pays for itself. But, yeah, it was not your best move.
The look on your face.
Until you got here.
The look on your face when you asked the toll attendant of how far to the next gas station, she said 60 miles. And we had about a good 20 in the tank.
And you drove a good 10 before you made the illegal U-turn and came back, which I'm fine with.
Well, it was unfavorable conditions.
I don't mind you getting a ticket. I don't mind you getting arrested. Whatever it takes to turn around and take me back to a gas station.
Because running out of gas on Alligator Alley is, I wonder if any of our listeners have ever done that. I mean, can you think of any worse place to run out of gas?
In the favela in Rio, or Rio in Brazil.
Sure.
Yeah. Which is why we got pulled over by the police, because we stopped for gas in the favela.
But that's easy to run out of gas in Brazil, because they sell it by the liter. So it's like 3.3 liters make 1 gallon. So if you think you got 20
gallons
or 5 gallons, you got 5 liters.
I got to be honest with you. No, lie to me. No, I'm going to be honest
with
you.
Okay, please.
When we drove through, when you drove through the toll booth, when you paid for the toll.
Twice.
This time. No, the first time.
Okay.
And we thought about you seriously running out of gas, I started to think about my survivor skills and how long it would take for me to start a fire because I was chopping your arm off and eating it.
Would you really? You'd
in a heartbeat.
Cannibalistic.
In a heartbeat.
And to save your life.
In a heartbeat.
You would eat me?
Absolutely.
I mean, in all favor, I probably taste like pizza. I mean, you are what you eat, apparently. So I wouldn't be the worst person to be stranded on a desert island or the Everglades.
I'm pretty sure that it would have tasted awful.
Well,
or tasted like chicken, one or the other. But, hey, if you got to die for me to live on, okay, so be it.
All right. Well, so you did send in a survivor.
Years ago.
Years? Vic State. Do you think you could do it today?
Oh, absolutely.
You think you'd do the survivor show?
Absolutely.
Think you'd be like, you think you'd win?
I think I would either win or I'd be the first one voted out.
Like, I think we should do Naked and Afraid meets Survivor Everglade edition. We'll record it with this camera we have set up here, and let's just see who survives.
Yeah, I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna say I'm gonna pass.
We're taking auditions at Tour de Pizza starting in Monday. Show up with your survival gear. We'll create our own show.
You do Naked, and I'll do Afraid.
Well, I am the Naked Pizza.
Right, so you've been on Radio Row now about 3 hours.
About, yes, sir.
You've almost got kicked out once.
Almost.
I almost pulled your credential
that
twice.
That was in the line to get into the building. Like, that wasn't even inside the event.
You left the car keys at security.
Like, well, they took them from me, and then I failed to retrieve them before I exited the security area.
For people, I'm a little jaded. This is not my first, second, 10th, 15th, whatever, Radio Row. It's your first time being on Radio Row.
It is.
It's kind of subdued right now.
Yeah, it's mellow.
It's not a craziness yet.
I see some familiar faces in the crowd, some local Tampa Bay people here, some local radio people that I know, some local celebrities. I got to shake Michael Irvin's hand.
Of course you did.
That's a myth.
Of course you did.
Let me tell you about
it. Of course you did.
But think about the guys, like the UFC guys. Like, who has the biggest hands? Like
Shaq.
I'm sure he has. Is that the biggest hand you've ever shook?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah. Shaq.
Bigfoot Silva.
What's up, Danny?
Bigfoot Silva comes to mind. How you doing, brother? Bigfoot Silva comes to mind. Brock Lesnar comes to mind.
Yeah, Brock. The Green Mile dude.
Oh, yeah. Michael something.
Clark Duncan. Clark. Met him here in Miami at a Super Bowl party. Massive. Mike Jaminski.
Okay.
Who is 42 feet tall. Grew up with my wife. Went to high school with my wife. And I went to introduce myself to him when he was playing years ago. And he was sitting down, stretching in Orlando. And I went and I introduced myself, and then he stood up. And I believe he was on I believe he was the Jolly Green Giant on the Beanstalk. Is how tall this guy was.
Okay. You know, sounds like a great sponsorship opportunity.
Yeah, no, it was definitely cool. Well, first and foremost, eighth and foremost, I appreciate you being my limo driver.
You're welcome.
For the next 4 days.
We made it halfway.
And, well, so far.
I've done half my job.
So far. So good stuff. You know, we'll get to do a little bit of walking around through Radio Row. Right now, we're just going to goof off and lay the groundwork for the next couple days. Shows are packed. The next 3 days, this is more just you BSing and letting you kind of take in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
What do you think of the signage?
I love the signage. Absolutely incredible job. The 72-hour print.
Unbelievable.com. 72hourprint.com. Was able to get this done literally in a day.
Overnight. I mean, literally it was one day turnaround. We have a great presence.
Improvise.
Big supporter of the fight game. So, you know, it's always nice to align our sponsorships and our friends with people who actually support the fighters and the industry that we're in. So
true,
great.
Do you have a rooting interest? Do you care? Now, you're the guy that's going to say I'm professional, but you're going to go run around here like the biggest kid in the candy store.
Oh, of course.
And cheer and scream and holler and all that stuff.
I actually loaded my gladiator suit of armor last night.
That surprised me.
But last minute, I was like, you know, Randy's probably going to want to take his luggage. So I took it out and put it in the garage. But I was prepared to be the gladiator walking amongst the crowd, suit of armor, spear and all.
It wouldn't surprise me if you did that. Who are you rooting for Sunday? I asked you a dang question.
I don't really have like
Now you're going to be professional.
You know, okay.
Something you never are.
I think I'm going to go. Man, it could go both ways. I mean,
that's not the first time I've heard that.
49ers, you know, if they win, they're going to have more trophies than the Cowboys. So,
and you care about that? Why?
That's America's team. Isn't that America's team?
Well, that's what the Cowboys say.
The Yankees, like, there's like a couple teams that are like America's like core value teams, right?
Allegedly.
Like the Cowboys, the Yankees. What would it be in hockey?
So that's why you're going to root for the Niners because of that. Not Kwan, Tampa Bay former linebacker. Not John Lynch. Ring of Honor.
I do like Shanahan. I mean, I know Shanahan Sr., you know, so...
You know him?
I do know.
You know of him?
Yeah, I know him.
Oh, he's been in the
pizza
shop?
I've been to his house. Oh. I don't want to give his address out, but I know where he lives.
I'm sure he doesn't live there anymore.
He might.
I doubt it. That was a long, long time ago.
That was 15 years ago.
I seriously doubt that. So,
if I'm playing favoritism because of the relationships I have with people on the team, I got to go 49ers.
See, again, and I don't really care. I truly don't care.
I'm just excited about an explosive game. I think it's going to be two young quarterbacks
6-3.
That are hungry. What's the game? The score?
6-3. That's 6-3.
You think the score's gonna be 6-3?
Yeah.
No.
Three safeties by one team, and a field goal by the other. I think so.
Wow. But I hope that doesn't happen because I think we have the chances what is it, a new era, like a new.
It could be.
A new team of the decade could emerge from this.
I think it's
Patriots
awful.
Are done.
I think it's awful early to say a team of the decade.
Yeah, I don't know. These guys are
first year. You're going to say team of the decade. You're going to say whoever wins on Sunday is the team of the decade?
Well
it would
so
be
far.
Right now. Yeah.
The first place winner in the new decade.
Yeah, no, that definitely could
they
work.
They are the team of the decade.
All right, bottom of the hour, the best part of that, it is another break time, which I have to drink. I am not allowed to drink in this facility.
Really?
Yes.
What is that?
Well, it's a non-sponsored drink because is Pepsi okay? The answer would be... No. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sun. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Deontay the Bronze Bummer Wilder, WBC heavyweight champion of the world, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. Bam, baby. Good night.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong. For all your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprinting.com a call at 888-724-7774.
Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprinting.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I suggest you check out 72hourprinting.com. If you need fight shorts or the walkout banner printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprinting.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprinting.com a call. I did, and I could not be happier, and I know you will as well. That's 72hourprinting.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Monster Jam. This is power. This is precision. This is passion. This is Monster Jam. See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks. Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chef Robert Irvine, highest rated show on the Food Network. Woo! And you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Right here in Miami, Florida.
I couldn't listen to Kiss. You had to start talking.
Well,
we couldn't listen to Kiss.
I got excited when I heard Chef Irvine. Okay. I got excited with Chef Irvine because, you know, the taste of the NFL is coming up. World-class chefs coming into town to put on a display, and we get to sample and partake in that.
Oh, yeah, we're going to sample.
How many times do you get a sample before it's considered?
Eating before it's considered dinner. I won't eat dinner on Saturday because that will be my dinner.
I'll save my stomach. I'll stop eating today.
All right.
3-day fast so I can enjoy.
Sounds good.
So that we are here live for Super Bowl number 54.
That's what you came up with? That's what you spent all?
Yeah, like I did my crack research. I was prepping all break.
To and, say live from Super Bowl 54.
But, you know, like I'm not a huge football fan. You know, inherently, I watch it with fun. I like it. I know the players. I hang out with the guys. I think it's cool.
What guys do you hang out with?
Well, I mean,
I'm curious.
Now?
Yeah, now.
Well, now. I mean, not really.
Okay. Okay.
But back in the day. I used to hang out with football players. Okay. I mean, John Elway was a good friend of mine. Okay. But, you know, I looked up the history of the NFL, and I learned some things that I didn't know. You know, this is the 54th Super Bowl.
Really?
Yeah, but the NFL was founded in 1920.
It's been... Well, and that's why most young people, the young generation, have no idea about Otto Graham, how good Otto Graham was, and how many world titles Otto Graham had. It's because it was pre-quote-unquote Super Bowl.
Right. So you know, in the first Super Bowl, do you know who was in this first Super Bowl, Randy Harris?
I do. It was Kansas City.
Kansas City and the Green Bay Packers.
Yep.
That occurred on January 15th, 1967.
Yep.
Were you there?
I was not.
Okay. But the game was held at the Los Angeles Coliseum, which is coming back to in, what, 2 years? Mm-hmm. So it's like history repeating itself all over again here but what, I mean, I guess, obviously the question, you know, they used to play Super Bowls in the cold weather, right? Like, wasn't it like Lambeau Field? And like why is it now all tropical cities? Like, why is it now indoor domes if it is?
Because it's an event. Well, it's not all indoor. I mean, Tampa next year won't be indoor.
It's warm
Sunday.
Climate.
Right, it's warm climate because this is an event. It's not just a football game anymore. It used just to be a football game. It's not. And like I've said, and this is just me, but, you know, the football game itself is the last on the list. It's all of this. It's the shenanigans of Radio Row for the next 24 hours, 5 days that, you know, that we have to talk about this game. We're going to talk about this game so many times that I literally will fall asleep while we're talking and not stop talking, you know, about the same thing. And that's why I'm really looking forward to having all the fighters that we will have on,
because
sure, we can kind of change it up a little. And to be honest, and I'll probably say this to Dana on Friday, that this excites me so much to see our sport, my sport of mixed martial arts, Chael Sonnen not three tables away. Ryan Bader will be here tomorrow. All the guys that are coming, you know, with Dana and such, to see it's basically, we are mainstream. We are getting mainstream. And who would have thunk this at UFC 11, the first one that I physically covered? I covered them all, but the first one I was physically at, UFC 11. Who would have thought walking around Radio Row will be mixed martial artists?
It's incredible. I mean, have you seen a sport grow this fast? I mean, is anything else caught on this to be that mainstream since the MMA?
Yeah, I mean, again, kind of hard to answer. I mean, MMA's been around, obviously. It came here, you know, UFC 1 per se. But the sport, you know, it's been around. And I still say, and I continue to say, that it's still not where some people think it is.
Sure.
It's getting there.
Sure.
Selling for in the billions. But it continues to grow, and it will continue to grow. I think one of the biggest is now having ESPN on board.
Of course.
You know, for so long, ESPN was always, you know, it's boxing. ESPN was in bed with boxing.
Sure.
So they wouldn't talk mixed martial arts.
Right.
You know, it was so rare. And then Chael got the gig at ESPN. And then, you know, all the other, you know, Gilbert went over there and Ariel and whatever. I think that's going to help push it up.
Sure.
Even though the fight that I went to 2 weeks ago, a lot of people, including Dana, said how much ESPN pushed it. I think I watch ESPN a lot. And I didn't think that it was said as much as it could have, should have, would have, and will be. But I think it will continue to grow. And as long as exciting fighters continue to come around, exciting fights continue to come around, they will continue to grow.
Do you think it could ever be as big as the NFL?
No.
I mean, because you have...
In this country.
Because you have nations global. So it can be a global sport like soccer, like football, right? Which is probably the number one sport in the world. Number two, probably basketball.
Yeah, probably.
Right?
You know, we don't think that. But soccer definitely is number one.
Sure.
And we don't necessarily think basketball because where a lot of Americans think, you know, this 2 days, roughly whatever it was, since the tragic crash.
The helicopter crash, you know, the Kobe Bryant tragedy.
And all, you know, it's sure. Kind of... I almost don't like that it continues to be talked about Kobe Bryant, Kobe Bryant, Kobe Bryant. What about everybody else?
Sure.
Everybody else that lost their lives as well. And I don't think people are doing that to be mean. It's right. Very few people know all the other names. You know, me included, us included.
Don't you know John, the baseball coach? Weren't you a friend of his or knew him in your circles?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I thought I saw on Facebook you knew John.
No, I think somebody who I associate with.
Okay.
And I think he was talking about somebody else. He was thinking of John Cerruti.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and not one of the victims of the helicopter
sure.
crash. But, no, yeah, mean, with but, basketball being probably number two worldwide,
sure.
You know, and will it ever pass the NFL in this country? I don't think it will.
Okay.
But... obviously worldwide.
But as you have, like, you know, Usman and these guys, like, fighting for their country and you know, creating a whole new generation of up-and-coming fighters because they see their nation represented on a global stage. You know, Conor McGregor putting Ireland on the map, right? I mean, so Khabib putting Russia on the map. The UFC has the potential, or MMA has the potential to become the global number one sport over time.
Yeah, again, over time.
As long as it gains acceptance, as long as it's something that is allowed. Because I know trying to watch it at local sports bars or restaurants, it's still taboo. It's still too graphic. It's still too violent. And even though it's on ESPN, it's still not something that restaurants are willing to share with their guests.
Which is true. And a comment that Dana White has made on more than one occasion, put the Super Bowl on one corner. Put the World Cup on another corner. I was going to say a NASCAR race, but I think some people will watch NASCAR for the same reason.
For the wreck.
Exactly. The same reason that they would watch the fight is people will always be drawn to a fist fight.
Right.
And so, yeah, it will continue to grow. You know, there's absolutely no doubt.
But then you have the women's MMA coming along. I mean, look at the women's division and now the acceptance of women fighters, you know, professional fighters. I mean, I think it's got all the elements it needs to become at least the second or maybe the third biggest sport in North America.
Again, that's like saying this person is going to be the most beautiful person ever. I mean, it's just one of those.
You have to develop it. Time will tell.
It's just very difficult to say things like that. You know, will it become? Who knows? I mean, soccer is so huge.
It is.
But not here.
Although, in America, every kid plays soccer. It's such a fundamental core sport for like T-ball, soccer, gymnastics, right? But when you grow up as an adult, no one continues it. Whereas in Brazil, they start judo, jiu-jitsu.
Probably. My thinking for that is when you have a child, right, you send them to soccer to get them out of the house for 2 hours, right? Right. And then when the child gets old enough to say, this is the most boring thing I've ever done, played, watched, participated in my life. Dad, please, I'll cut the yard. I'll wash the car. Don't make me play soccer anymore.
Is that how your kids got out of it?
I think Sean would continue to play soccer.
Because my kids are not at that age where they get to choose yet.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Right. No, that's what I'm saying. You know, Sean loved playing soccer. Then he went and refereed and all that kind of stuff. And then it's like, there's too much running. I'm done.
Yeah, the referees have a tough job because they get no action and they just run a lot.
I used to do this drill. I knew nothing. I knew nothing, and I know nothing about soccer.
Okay.
Nothing. So Sean played goal, right? So I invented this drill. I invented this.
Okay.
Run around the goalpost like 3 times, and then I'm going to kick the ball, and you stop it.
So he gets dizzy. And
that was my drill, and he loved it.
It's like the bat where you spin around it and try not to fall down.
Yeah, exactly. It is very, very similar. All right, believe it or not, when we return from the last break of this hour, you are bringing something to the table that even shocks me.
Okay.
Which basically, I'm telling you, you have 3 minutes to come up with whatever you think you really know.
That's shocking to you?
Yes, it is. This is, first, coming to you live from Radio Row, Super Bowl 54, Kansas City, San Francisco. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone, with a big, big shout out to 72 Hour Print. Check them, print.com. Check them out online. Unbelievable people. We will talk about them and whatever you're going to surprise me with when we return. This is Knockout Radio.
Hey, little sister, who's the only one?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Bam, baby. Good night.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong. For all your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprinting.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprinting.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I suggest you check out 72hourprinting.com. If you need fight shorts or the walkout banner printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprinting.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprinting.com a call. I did, and I could not be happier, and I know you will as well. That's 72hourprinting.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Monster Jam. This is power. This is precision. This is passion. This is Monster Jam. See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks. Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Deontay the Bronze Bummer Wilder, WBC heavyweight champion of the world, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. Bam, baby. Good night.
All right, we are back to you live from Super Bowl 54 right around the corner. You know what? I'm really looking forward to watching the game in my recliner at home on Sunday.
Which recliner would that be?
I don't know if human touch will be there in time. I don't think you could watch a whole Super Bowl in one of those massage chairs.
How long can you stay in zero gravity before you start to lose focus on the game? Because that was so relaxing.
It depends on how high on the ceiling I put the TV.
Could you mount it?
It's got to be on the ceiling.
Could you mount it so it's just flush on the ceiling?
I may do that.
Oh.
No, I may do it.
That would be the most epic man cave of all caves.
Would that not be cool?
But yeah, I mean, I don't think I could stay awake long enough to watch the Super Bowl if I was in a zero gravity chair.
Who played in the Super Bowl last year?
Let's see. Yes, last year?
Yeah, last year.
I don't know. I don't know. Who did?
That's what I thought was funny. Who played in the Super Bowl the year before? Was that the year Philadelphia won?
I'm just going to say
New England. Philadelphia beat New England.
I was going to say Brady because he's always there. And I think 2 years ago was Brady Atlanta. Is that when he had that miracle comeback?
Was it 24-3 or, you know, where you see those signs all the time, 24-3?
At halftime, it was over. It's like, all right, everybody go. Yeah. Turn it off.
I did turn it off.
Everybody did.
I did turn it off. All right, so what was the surprise? What do you got?
Well, no, I don't have any surprise. We're in Miami.
Oh, Chael did just walk by.
He did walk by.
Good dude.
Awesome guy.
He'll be here hopefully in about half an hour.
Well, I'm just in awe of, like, the fact that we're in Miami. You know, I'm captivated by, I mean, growing up as a kid, bigger than the Super Bowl for me was Miami Vice. I mean, I grew up in the 80s. I mean, this was like fantasy land. So the architecture, the colors, the it's still the same. I mean, driving in today, I feel like I'm in Miami Vice.
I went to see a very good friend of mine, Brad Penny, who used to pitch for the Marlins. As a matter of fact, I met Brad Penny at UFC 42 when Dana was on the show. But I reached out to the Marlins and Spoonie Burger. I think that was his name, Spoonie Burger.
Okay.
Well, it was a pitcher. Brad Penny came. Marshall Faulk was there. Brad wasn't really a big MMA guy until, and then kind of got turned on it and really, you know, liked it. But I went to go see Bragg. I was involved for many years with his website. And we were hanging out at a Dodger game because Brad was pitching. And he introduced us to Don Johnson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I mean, I know that Rocky Balboa is your guy.
Oh, but I think Rocky Balboa is the greatest athlete to ever walk the face of the earth. Fictitious or real, doesn't matter. Fantastic. And that would be my one, and I hate the word bucket list, but Rocky Balboa is the person that I want to meet most. Not Sylvester Stallone. Right. I don't want to meet Throw Mama from the Train. I want to meet Rocky Balboa.
I'm just in awe of being here. I'm in awe. I don't even know how to act yet.
I know that.
One, I'm still sleep deprived from driving overnight. But two, like I'm just taking it all in.
What time were you at my house?
I was at your house.
I didn't see
4:30.
Okay, I didn't. I know you texted me as I was still getting ready.
I got up at 3:00. I got home last night at 11:00. So I ran the restaurant. Got home at 11:00. I packed. I got everything ready, and then. Yeah, so now we're here. So I'm just kind of soaking it all in, just trying not to make any crucial like slips and make a mistake on air, so you don't hate me for the rest of the week.
Well, right now I got to get out of hating you just for today.
So, but Miami, what an amazing city! You know, I mean,
why? We don't know that.
I
drove from the interstate to South Miami.
I feel
Beach.
The vibe.
Do you really?
I can feel it.
I don't.
I feel it.
Now, if you think you feel the vibe now, wait till tomorrow.
Wait a second. I think I hear the Miami Sound Machine. What is that?
Gloria Estefan.
Oh, I mean, some of those things. The Versace mansions here. We got to go by and see that.
Why?
You know, well, I want to see where Gianni Versace lived and died.
I was going to say, did he die there too?
On the steps.
You know, I don't understand. It really upsets me when people go to something like that and take a picture like it's a landmark. Like that's where they go in New York where John Lennon was murdered.
Right.
And they take pictures. Really? That's what you want of any place that you could go in New York. You're going to go to where John Lennon was murdered and take a picture like a tourist.
Yeah. I mean, people, they make it a landmark. They make it a memorial. You know, I mean, who knows? There may be one in California coming, you know, like there may be some for Kobe and for the survivor, for the people that didn't make it. Yeah, they may do a memorial in the mountain or, you know, who knows? I mean,
give me your thoughts, and enough people already hate me, so it's not going to, you know, hurt me when I give you my opinion.
Okay.
I guess there's people, and I don't know how many people, and I don't know if this is real, and I don't know, blah, 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 blah. But I've seen on the Book of Face that people are trying to get, like they have any say, in changing the logo of the NBA.
From Jerry
West to Kobe Bryant. Give me your thoughts.
Because he passed away?
I'm against it.
I mean, you can't change the rules because of death.
Well, it's not the rules. What I have a problem with is tradition. You know, it's like, and I know I've told you this story before, there was a high school kid when I was in high school who died, and they named the baseball field after him.
Okay.
Well, 6 years later, anybody who's at that high school has no idea who this field is named after.
Right.
So then they named it after somebody else.
Who died
later.
And
then 6 years later, then after the baseball coach. And then, you know, I think it should be what it is. That's the logo, and let's keep it that way.
Well, I don't think they should change the logo for that because he passed away. I don't think so. Because they would never do it if he didn't pass away. Right? If Kobe's still here, they would never even have that conversation.
True.
Right? But I think changing the eligibility for 1 year to go into the Hall of Fame, I don't mind bending the rules for that. I mean, that's an extreme circumstance.
No, I do. I don't like it. I don't like it.
You don't like it?
If it's 5 years, it's 5 years.
Yeah, but I mean, in a death situation, a tragedy situation, why not let him be in earlier?
It doesn't matter to him.
Well, it doesn't, but it's for his family. It's for I think it's the right thing to do. I don't have a problem with it. Well, it's already been 4 years since he retired. He's already sat out long enough. Everybody knows he's a first ballot Hall of Famer always at any election, any vote.
Any election?
Any poll. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter when, what year they put his name on the ballot. Who would say no to Kobe Bryant making it to the Hall of Fame?
One person.
Just a Jeter.
Yeah, the same person who voted against Jeter.
Like the unanimous.
Yeah.
But then they gave it to his teammate, Mariano Rivera.
Last year, right.
So is that the first unanimous in history?
Yes.
Wow.
In baseball. You know, I don't know about any other sport, but in baseball.
Is there a Broadcasters Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Oh, so when I go, are you going to vote against me?
Yes.
So I'll have one person.
I got to be honest, you won't even be on the ballot. You got to be on the ballot to get votes or non-votes, and you will not be on either.
Well, it all starts by getting in the media row at the Super Bowl. This is day one for my career.
And even more important, it's the start of you getting kicked out of Radio Row.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I was really looking forward to that because I thought it was going to happen.
I'm excited, though. I'm excited about this experience. I'm grateful for it. Thank you for allowing me to drive you here and to soak it all. You know, it's really kind of in... I mean, we've been to a lot of events together. We've been to a lot of trade shows, we've been to expos, we've been to events, you know, bowl games, but I've never seen anything like this.
And again, I'm going to tell you again and again and again, this is nothing. This is nothing. Tomorrow will be, come Thursday, this place will be packed. Like this, the banner probably won't be able to be there on Thursday.
Okay.
Now, it will be there on Friday. Will be there on Friday. But you, like I said, you really have absolutely no idea. You have no idea what to expect. And it is going to be total bedlam tomorrow leading into Thursday, Friday. Saturday dies down. Then the NFL honors, the Hall of Fame will be announced, the Taste of the NFL, the other charity event, the givingback.org, and you need to check them out online, givingback.org. We will give away a pair of tickets to this. You want to Google the cost of what these tickets are.
I think they're the lowest, right? $5,000?
It's an awesome charity, and it's at somebody's house.
Wow.
Now, when we went last year, we drove up into the driveway,
okay,
and they went and parked the cars.
Okay.
And then we walked into the back, and there was a massive tent there as we got ready for the Black Eyed Peas, and... It was insanity.
How close were you to the Black Eyed Peas?
I sat on the stage.
You sat on the stage?
I sat on the stage.
You're that? Wow. So you had a private Black Eyed Peas concert.
And I'm not kidding. I sat on the stage. And my sister told me that she was on the right. So I went to the right. She meant stage right, not other right or, you know, whatever. She was on the left. Facing the stage, she was on the left. So now I'm tired. My back is killing me. I'm full from the Taste of the NFL. And she's like, I'm on the other side. I go, good for you.
So you aren't fighting the crowd.
And then I got tired, and I literally sat on the stage. Why Will I Am is up there singing. It was pretty funny.
That's pretty cool.
I didn't know she was gone, by the way.
For your sister?
No, the singer like 5 years ago.
Gwen Stefani?
No, which that's not who it was.
Who is part of Black Eyed Peas? Pink? Or
I don't think so.
Somebody.
No. Was it Gwen Stefani?
No?
No. She married the actor from the TV show Vegas. At the top of the hour, you can Google it, and then you can come back and act new.
Pretend like I'm a big Black Eyed Peas fan.
Yeah.
I know who they're.
Can you name any songs? I can name the one. Joe Stevenson came out to a Black Eyed Peas song.
Did he?
Yeah. About tonight, it's going to be a great night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was his walkout song.
They had a good career, didn't they?
I mean, top of the hour. Let's hit it. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Radio Row.
Let it roll, baby, roll.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.